Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruttori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, congratulations on that first-round win last weekend.
Thanks, Schultzy.
What impressed you the most about your guys last week?
Well, I thought we stuck with it. There were times during that, mostly that second game, that things really got dicey, and I thought there were times early on in the game that they had command of that game, but we stuck with it. And Zach had some timely saves, but then obviously we had some good offensive zone time, and you know, we just kind of grinded out a goal or two, and then we played well with a lead. It was just kind of a, I just thought it was a really a good collective effort.
You have played well with a lead all year. Defensively, though, you're only giving up one goal a game last weekend. It's a good recipe for success this time of year, isn't it?
Well, again, you want it to stay. It was a good weekend last weekend, Schultzy, but now you want that to carry over. It's a new weekend, as we know, but that is a good recipe for success.
What's the biggest change from 2 out of 3 to 1 and done?
I don't know. It's just you prepare a little different. There's no question you prepare a little different. And that first round, there's always stress and anxiety, whatever you want to call it, in these series, because it is the playoffs. It's not a 4 out of 7, so you know it's not going to be an extended period. But that first round is nerve-wracking, especially a 4-5 matchup or a 3-6 matchup. And getting through that first round, I think you just breathe a little differently. And I think you let the guys will play a little more, I think, as they move on, is what I'm getting at. They'll probably play a little bit more, and they're not going to probably play as tight. And that's everybody, Schultz. That's that whole first round. That entire first round is kind of like that.
You had said earlier this week that you get to this time of the year and it's now a player's game. As a coach, is it hard to kind of stay out of their way?
No, I mean, a good coach is going to stay out of their way. I mean, how much more coaching? Our job is to get our team prepared. Our job is to make some tweaks, to create a game plan for the team that we're playing. And that game plan, to a certain degree, doesn't change much as far as what we want to do. Now, it might change, obviously, versus the team that we're playing. There's no question. But then you got to let the guys play a little bit, because you don't want them tight. You want these guys to be able to go out there and play freely. And I think that's so important this time of year.
Especially this year, when you haven't had nearly the number of games that you would. This is going to sound like an odd question, because you haven't changed your lineup much, but you haven't changed your lineup much because of a bunch of injuries early. But do you have a feel as to what this team is really capable of, for lack of a better term?
Absolutely. I think we knew that last year. I think we knew going into this year what this team was capable of, and that's why we're here right now.
More with Coach Cerruttori when we come back. Our pregame continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruttori. Tom, it's weird how the playoffs have worked here in the quote-unquote new WCHA. You started off playing Ferris every year, then it went to Bowling Green every year. Now you played Lake States a bunch every year. How has this really helped in the rivalries with some of those outlier schools that you hadn't played a ton when you're playing when it matters the most?
I agree, Schultz. Playoffs increase the rivalries, and I think you're spot on. We had that... You know, that intense rivalry with Ferris because of those, years, whatever, 1 through 4, whatever it was. And B, you're right. Again, BG and Lake Superior, I think you rattled them off. And I think the more you see a team, the more intense rivalry it gets. And the players just get to know each other so much better. Do you know what it's like, Brian? It's almost like playing in the same division if you're in junior hockey or pro hockey. You're in the same division and you play that team in your division. A lot of times, it's probably no different why our rivalry with Mankato is so intense. And, you know, it's not only the in-state rivalry, but we also play them a lot.
Does that series from a couple of weeks ago with Lake State mean anything tonight?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any question. I mean, it's fresh in our mind. It's fresh in their mind. So, again, it wasn't that long ago, so our guys remember, again, the game plan as well.
All of these games with them this year have been tight. Mistakes are magnified this time of year, aren't they?
Absolutely.
How do you... make the guys focus on making the right play, but not making them think too much.
By not overcoaching, Schultz. You know, by not overcoaching, and these guys know how to play.